welcome to episode 39 of the Low Carb Universe Show. Hello, Bitte.
Hello, Hannah.
Hi, how are you?
I am so super fine.
Yeah, I don't want to hear more. Okay, let's move on.
I'm in Mallorca, in Palma, and the weather is beautiful, and I packed too much thick trousers and things like that.
Oh, I think you'll need them a little bit later on. But yes, this is actually exactly what we're talking about today, because today we're talking about traveling, especially for LCU 18, which is coming up next month, but also in general and some travel hacks and everything, because we do travel, both of us, quite a lot now. We have a few tricks up our sleeves that we wanted to share with you.
We do want to do that.
So, Bitte, what do you predict the weather will be like at LCU 18 in a couple of weeks in Mallorca, Spain?
Last year, we had around 18, 19 degrees Celsius, we could wear skirts and dresses during daytime. Without any, what you call, long stockings or whatever it is.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Yes.
I did not go to Mallorca to wear stockings and stuff.
No, you don't do that. For the mornings and for the evenings, you could use, we just had a thin jacket or a jersey or something.
Yeah.
And you could actually also swim in the ocean.
You could. There were some crazy people doing that last year.
Yes, they did. So bring bathing clothes, I would say.
Yes, that is number one. Don't forget your swim gear when you're joining us for LCU 18. Because even if you can't, or rather, even if you're a bit like me, who prefers water to be super warm before they get in and won't go in the ocean, there are, of course, also 3 pools that you could go in at the hotel. So just to be on the safe side, they don't take very much space in your suitcase, really. So, you know, just bring your swim gear if you're coming.
If you want to, if you like to get wet.
Exactly.
And it could rain. It can rain in November, but if it rains, it's for like 30 minutes and then it's gone. And then it's hot again and sunshine and blue skies and I hope. But it's the most common thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was also going to say that we don't have a dress code for the event.
Exactly.
We want you to be comfortable and just yourself and just your authentic, awesome self. So bring whatever clothes that you feel comfortable in. As a fair warning, though.
Yes, exactly my thought,
And I will go all bling out on the Saturday evening. So if you would like to join us, you don't have to at all. You can show up in yoga gear if you're more comfortable in that. But if you would like to join us in the blingy celebrations of the last night of the Low Carb Universe, LCU 18, then you're warmly welcome to.
Yes, and I can actually reveal now that we will hopefully be accompanied by my husband Saturday night.
What?
He's not into this business at all, but he's coming down to Mallorca. So, and I have told him that all the guys wear tuxedos.
Which is the biggest lie.
No, it's the biggest lie. But if someone wants to.
Yes, that's completely cool.
Or if you're a woman and want to wear a tuxedo, that's all right as well, because it's so cool. That is a white tuxedo. That's like my dream.
Yes.
And tall and long legs I need for those. But never mind.
Yeah, heels, darling.
Yeah, I know. But I have some problems walking in those. But I can have like sit shoes.
Shoes. We only need to pose for like one picture, then we can swap shoes and it's fine.
Kick off the shoes, you know. No, but so he's bringing a tuxedo, actually.
Cool, I can't wait.
Because I am going to wear something super blingy, so yeah.
Yes.
We can't mismatch, we need to match.
Exactly, of course.
So, yeah.
And as an opposite to the bling bling Saturday night, it is, of course, very important that you bring sport clothes or yes. things that you can be comfortable moving your body in, because we have a lot of movement workshops and there are many opportunities for you to move your body. For example, dancing on the beach with Bettina or yoga with Camilla or primal play with Daryl. So don't forget your sporty gear, because you don't need it.
Exactly. And you can, and there is also a gym at the hotel. And I think they have, do they have bikes? You know, like spinning bikes? Or at least they have some treadmills, I think, and stuff like that. So you can come, go up, and it's free of use. Yeah. And you can go and you can use them as much as you like. They also have some weights and things like that. So you can get a proper workout.
Which is what Luis Villaseñor is, of course, going to show you in a workshop as well.
Yes.
Guide you through the gym, which is going to be amazing.
I think I have to attend that one. I'm very curious. Yeah.
I should attend that one. We'll see. Then also, of course, there are things like, because our schedule is not jam-packed, it only starts at 9 o'clock and we have some free time after the workshops before dinner, you can also, of course, take a hike up to the very beautiful lighthouse.
Lighthouse, yes.
Which takes about an hour, which is a really, really nice way to digest all the knowledge that you've gotten throughout the day and all this stuff. Or wake up or whatever you want.
Yeah.
And so for that, you might want to have special sportier clothing.
Yeah.
And then I was also thinking the only other thing really you need is, like, apart from passport and stuff, is, of course, a toothbrush. That'd be good. And some toothpaste. And also don't forget your chargers.
Yes. Adapters if you come from not from Europe. Or
also.
Or if you're from England, because they are different. Things as well.
If you want to make yourself a bulletproof or a fatty coffee, you should bring your own frother, because that we realized last year that that was a hot commodity and we did not foresee the demand. So please bring your own if you have one. They're quite small and quite cheap to bring. So
yes,
that's
and also you can, when you arrive in Puerto de Sawyer, because there are some small shops open, still open, so go and buy yourself some coconut oil or some butter. And there's a fridge in every room where you can store it if you want to have cold butter or whatever.
And my last thing to bring. It is a big, big smile.
Yes.
Bring your biggest smile and your open mind and open eyes, and let's do this.
And an open heart.
Definitely that too.
Yes. Because we will force open it otherwise. Because you
that could get painful.
No. But it's like this. The atmosphere is such that you feel. Now I sound like Dalai Lama or something, but you feel a lot of love. Yeah. Actually, you do that, and I'm not that kind of woman that says things like this.
Easily, no, you're not.
No, but this is, and I get I get goosebumps and almost a bit small tears in my eyes thinking of it, because it is it's the best event I've ever been to with unknown people, like
that.
So
you may be a little bit biased, but yes, this is also.
Do you think so? No, but they can ask any. They can ask any guest or speaker. I think they will all agree with us, because it's unique. It's unique.
Yeah, it really is. And that is also the reason, of course, that we ugly cry on the Sunday.
Yes, we ugly cry. Oh, it's awful. And I might do it some other day before Sunday, maybe gala dinner or whatever. But I'm happy. I'm ugly crying out of happiness. So, that's
anyway, should they not bring?
They should not bring a hairdryer. Because
no, that is available.
Yes, every room has it. And if you don't feel that you need any special shampoos or conditioners or things like that, you can leave that as well. at home.
Because the brand that they use at the hotel is actually very organic and natural and
exactly.
very good.
Yes.
So don't think that it is some sort of a double, you know, double use shower gel shampoo.
No.
This is very proper stuff. So unless
stuff.
You really need something special, you can leave all of that at home as well.
And the shower cap. They can leave at home as well if they want to.
And also, don't bring your coffee machine.
No, that is so stupid.
There is a Nespresso coffee machine in every room, so you can enjoy that little morning kick of caffeine all on your own while looking out on the ocean and listening to the waves.
Yeah, and you get 4 capsules every day.
And you can ask for more.
Exactly what I was going to add. I think you can ask for more if you want to, because no problem. What else? A nice book.
Do you think they have time to read a book?
But sometimes you want to just take an hour for yourself and relax. And it's very calm outside. You just can hear the ocean. Okay, you don't need a book. But if you want to read, you are allowed to bring a book.
Of course. But I would rather actually schedule a massage at the spa in that hour that I have.
Yes, of course. It depends on interests, you know. So.
Yeah, and who you are. Yes.
Yes, and they have a marvelous spa.
They really do.
Yeah, and the staff is, they are so skilled because they only hire the best people to this place. So that's why they can have this high quality of everything. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So shall we move on to a little bit more general travel ideas and travel hacks and things that we do to fit more stuff into our suitcases and smart things that we do otherwise?
Yeah.
Do you have any smart things that you do when you travel?
No.
Okay, cool. Then I'll start.
It's like this. In the beginning, when I started travel quite a lot, I was working as a travel reporter, and I started to pack my bag like 3 weeks in advance. And I've been traveling quite a lot now for many years, and I'm so used to packing that I actually can't say. Yes, one thing, if you do a lot of supplements, it's very good to buy those plastic things where you can add for each and every day. And so you don't have to bring all the
pill container. You
mean. Because they take up a lot of space, and that is so stupid.
I have another one to go with that. I actually put all of my supplements in a Ziploc bag, which, you know, just keeps them very flat and very nice. And that's also good if you're going for a longer period of time. Or I've also seen people who are going for maybe 5 days. They take one of these plastic gloves and they put, you know, for each day, they put in one of the fingers.
My.
Yeah.
That is super smart. But, you know, I saw what you've been doing, the Ziploc thing. And I thought I should do that for one of my trips. And then I had everything in that bag. And then I saw which one is one, which is which.
So, yeah, if you take many that look the same,
they look the same.
Good idea. So,
but it wasn't like medicine. So I survived. I thing I knew what it was omega-3s. The rest was like, okay. Yeah. So it's good to know what you're putting in there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Also for pill containers, they're good for another thing, and that is actually jewelry. To keep like small things like rings and necklaces and earrings organized in your bag so they're not like floating around among your underwear sort of thing.
Yeah, and with the earrings, you can put them through a small button.
That too,
That is super smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should definitely start doing that.
Yeah, I think I should do it as well, because I just, the ones I took brought with me now, I just put them in a small bag, so it's so stupid. I stuff my shoes with stuff, or the socks and things like that. Try to
Yeah, that definitely saves space.
Yeah. And according to books, I mentioned books. I don't have paper books. I have all my books in my iPad.
That's very smart.
That's very smart. If you travel a lot, so before I'm going away, I go into the book web shop and I buy myself a lot of books. And the iPad doesn't get any larger now. So
thankfully.
It's magic. That's really nice to have. And sometimes I don't read and sometimes I love to read when I'm on vacation. So, and the thin iPad isn't, or what do you call Kindle?
Yeah, or
something.
Kindle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ziploc bags are actually one of my staples when I go traveling because I also put my toiletries in the larger versions because I've had so many episodes where I get to my destination and I open up my bag and there's shampoo all over it.
Yes.
So
yes,
in order to keep that contained, I put all my toiletries in Ziploc bags and that's really good. And in order to save more space there, I also have travel sizes of everything that I use on a daily basis so that it doesn't take up much more space or more weight, which is very important, of course, also, when I travel.
And one easy thing to do if you don't have Ziploc bags at home and you are going to go to the airport or something, most of us have plastic foil, you know?
Yeah.
You just unscrew the
cap, yeah.
The cap, and then you take a piece of plastic foil and put it over the opening of the bottle or what it is, and then you screw back.
Exactly.
The thingy.
That's a really good tip.
That is really good because then it's, I would really like to ask for a travel tip.
Yes.
When it comes to sprays. You know, sometimes when I travel with spray bottles, They won't work when I'm down on the ground again.
Wow. I don't think I've ever had that.
I don't know. The pressure or something. I don't know. Yeah. Well, maybe it's me.
No.
Maybe it's me.
I'm sure other people have had this problem. So if you your best
a solution.
Spray can tip for Bitte when you travel, then let her know.
Thank you.
I want to know too.
Yeah.
If you are on medication, please carry it in your carry-on in case your suitcase gets lost and you are stuck without all your
I was going
stuff.
To ask you, how do you do with your stuff?
I actually, wherever I go, I have my little carry-on wheelie bag. I've given up carrying it on my shoulder because I realized I'm not, you know... It's no point. So I actually walk around travel along with a carry-on on wheels at all times with all my insulin, all my pump supplies, all my CGM, all my everything, just because I don't know if my other bag is actually going to make it or not.
Yes, you have to.
Very important.
Yes, very important. Do you ever have problems when going through the customs and security?
Sometimes, but it is less and less, partially thankfully, that diabetes is getting more and more common. And they see it more and more. It's more and more visible everywhere. So they are more and more used to seeing these things that I'm bringing with. But there have been very interesting questions, maybe, to put it that way, from security. But yeah, now it's fine. Now I know how to do it as well.
And the injectors, they are much smaller nowadays. It's like 1 centimeter needle or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, they had those 5 centimeter long syringes earlier, so that might have been a bit scary.
Yeah,
because you don't know if you have some. Should they have some certificate from their doctor or something?
It can come in handy, definitely. I haven't had to show mine for a good couple of years now, but just because I said that, next time I know I'm going to have to.
Yes.
So I always carry one. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. I think here in Majorca, there are millions and millions of people are coming here from all over the world every year. So I think they are quite used to it.
Yeah, to seeing most things.
But it's so easy to put a paper in your bag and...
Really is. Definitely.
Really reassure yourself that there won't be any trouble.
Make sure that you have a light suitcase, that the suitcase in itself is light so that you can fit more of your stuff in it. Because if your suitcase is already heavy, these 23 kilos or 40, whatever, 5 pounds are coming up very quickly.
And leave some space, because there are some things that they ought to buy here in Majorca.
Definitely.
Like the salts.
Yes.
Wonderful salts.
Always make room for things that you want to bring back, or actually bring an extra bag that you can fold up in your normal bag.
Yeah.
For this. But yes, salts are amazing. And as are almonds, of course, olives. Maybe even some olive oil in a secure container.
yes. So what about sobrasada, Hannah?
It's not for everyone.
No, it's not. But some, if you like it, you might want to bring it.
Definitely. You should definitely try it at least.
Yes. Yes.
And then I actually, talking about bringing your own salt, I always do that when I go to the US, for example.
Yes.
Because the table salt in the US is usually half sugar, which is not great for me or anyone on a low-carb diet. So I always bring my own pink Himalayan or whatever sea salt along. But that was a little side note, because I also wanted to say the classic of travel hacks is to roll your clothing.
Yes.
So that you have more space. Because it really saves space, and it also makes it doesn't crumple up your clothes as much as just folding it and putting it in. And also, instead of bringing like tons of bulky clothes, like big jackets, unless you're going to Sweden, like I did in January, which was stupid anyway. So you can leave the poofiest of your jackets at home, especially if you're coming to Mallorca. You will only need a small one, as we said. And you don't need the 4 lamb's wool sweaters and all of this stuff. Just think layering, because that makes it so much easier. And then you also have more combinations in your suitcase with you so that you can look nice and fresh at all times. And also think, if you are so inclined, also think in terms of a color scheme. So don't, you know, bring your orange dress and your blue shoes and your red blah blah blah. Just think a little bit narrower if you care about that stuff.
Because I was planning on having green shoes, yellow dress.
That's fine, but you almost live there now.
Yeah, okay.
That's different. No. For a week, I would think in a
car. This says you can have any combinations you want. Okay,
yes, you can absolutely.
More to the people.
If you do care about, you know,
of course,
that part, that's an idea. Travel in comfortable shoes.
Yes, and wear those pressure stockings.
Yes,
if you're traveling, because you need them.
Yeah,
and they are excellent to have. I up until like 7 years ago, I actually used them when flying to Majorca, and that's just 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
But you know, the more you go low carb, the less water you retain.
Absolutely.
In that way. So I haven't had the problem actually the last 4 or 5 years. But flying to America or over the Atlantic, it's a necessity.
Yeah, because no one likes the travel cankles.
No, you feel like you're going on, your legs are like logs.
Yeah, or you've turned half.
You try to put your feet into the shoes after landing.
Flops in minus degrees have been an option.
Yeah, it has actually. So, just as you said in the beginning, bring your smile.
Yes.
And be prepared that we might hug you when you arrive.
Yeah, if you don't want us to, that's fine. We won't.
You just say that. No. We can notice if you want to. But if you want to hug us, you're welcome. We can say it like that.
Yes.
Everyone who wants to hug us, hug us, and then we'll hug you back. Otherwise, we won't hug you.
Definitely. So, and you still have the chance to join us for LCU 18 next month. So don't miss out. Get your ticket today. And flights are still really cheap. So just do it and join us. And then after the event, leave with a whole new world of new, not imagination, but knowledge and inspiration is what I was looking for.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll see you next week, Bitte.
Yeah.
Have a great one.
For sure. Have a great one yourself. Bye-bye. Bye.